This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Late this summer, President Trump signed a memo barring more transgender people from serving in the military. Defense Secretary James Mattis now has until February to decide if active duty transgender troops will be allowed to continue serving. Trump also directed the Department of Defense to stop providing transition-related health care, citing medical costs. Reporter Megan Pauley with Delaware Public Media looked into that part.
39-year-old transgender veteran Ashley Register started paying out-of-pocket for estrogen hormones in 2014 while serving at the Dover Air Force Base. A year later, she was honorably discharged because of unrelated hip problems. Ever since, her family has been living on disability checks.
It's been very hard, scrapping together here and there, stretching out tax returns and anything just to pay the bills.
While in the military, she hid her true identity as a woman, but she got tired of doing that.
Because if I did, I think that I would have went down a dark road of, you know, not really loving life.
She'd like to have sex reassignment surgery, but that seems like a far-off dream now, since the VA announced shortly after President Trump was elected it was going to drop plans to cover these surgeries in part because of cost. Christine McGinn is a Pennsylvania surgeon specializing in transgender care. She says the surgeries are important for her patients' mental health.
This is evidence-based medicine. It's a medical diagnosis.
The most expensive male-to-female surgery she offers costs $21,500, including pre- and post-operative care. That's a one-time cost. The Department of Defense does not have an estimate on how many transgender service members would like surgery. Aaron Belkin is with the Palm Center, a group researching military and gender issues. He says not all transgender people want surgery.
What the research shows clearly is that the financial waste would come from firing perfectly competent transgender troops and training their replacements.
The Defense Department estimates the cost of training new recruits runs about $75,000 per service member. In contrast, Belkin says the annual average cost of ongoing transgender care for hormones and gender therapy runs less than $700 per service member. In Dover, Delaware, I'm Megan Pauley for Marketplace.